having a nice laid-back conversation here this morning with a couple visitors in from the Arizona State Parks and Trails System. Heidi Erickson, the park manager up at Red Rock State Park, is in visiting this morning, and I want to talk a little bit about the birth of a state park and the birth story of Red Rock State Park in particular is particularly interesting. Also in studio is Chief of Communications for the State Park and Trail System, Michelle Thompson. Michelle, thanks again for joining us. Now, I asked Heidi how much, you know, you aspire to get a job at Arizona State Parks and Trail, and you think you're going to be spending all your time out there in the park. I bet you never get out. You're chained to a desk.
I do not get out as much as I would like to. Yeah, but it's fun when you do get to, because you're seeing what you're describing to everybody else, and you're really getting to know the system that you're marketing.
Yeah, as chief of communications, that's your deal. Get the word out of what we've got to celebrate in this great state in our 32 state parks?
35. Yeah, it's just an amazing job to be able to tell everybody. And there are a lot of residents who don't know everything that they have right here in their home state that they can go out and do on the weekends or spring break, spring training time. We try to get people to go and explore the state while they're here for a game. It's an amazing system of parks.
Well, it's got to be hard to pick a favorite. But if you're going to take an out-of-town guest who's never been to Arizona to one of your 35 state parks, where do you are the top two or three? Where are you going to take them?
You know, I you can't do a lot better than going up north to the Sedona area. And then my favorite up there is also Dead Horse Ranch State Park. It's just beautiful up there. And there are so many different things to do. And you kind of see the diversity of Arizona. But another one of my favorites is way down south at Patagonia Lake State Park. It's I went there just last summer. I couldn't believe how green it was down there. But it was just beautiful, and it's really relaxing, and water. People do not think water when they think of Arizona, so it's nice to be able to showcase some of that.
And it is in a pretty little spot.
It's a beautiful spot.
It really is. I don't think those of you that haven't gotten off the road in southern Arizona and particularly southeast Arizona, I don't think they realize just how many secret little gems we've got down there. That is a beautiful, beautiful part of the state.
It is. It's just there's tons of things that you can explore and different areas you can see and things to do.
Now tell me the trail you took to the chair you now have.
Oh, I've traveled through a lot of different areas to get where I am, but yeah. My main path was always just trying to find a career where I was helping people.
Okay.
And so this, I think, fits in really nicely because I'm helping people figure out what's going on in their state or what's going on in other parts of the country where they haven't been. And Arizona is very popular. Arizona is a destination, but people often just think Grand Canyon.
And how long have you been in the park system?
Just under a year.
Okay. Where were you immediately prior to that?
Right before this, I was with the city of Phoenix.
Okay. We've bumped in before to you before, haven't we?
We have. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm remembering. You actually would get us folks from the Building and Planning and Zoning Department on
I
air.
Did. Yeah. I wanted to spread the word while I was there and help people know what to do with their buildings or their permits. And now I'm kind of on I would say it's a pretty different path of helping people, but yeah, pretty different.
She's a 7 o'clock interview instead of a 10 o'clock interview.
That's a different
for us,
too.
Yeah. It's more fun in seven.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would think for me, having been in building and remodeling my whole life, I would much rather be in a position of communications at state parks than City of Phoenix Planning and Zoning. Nothing against City of Phoenix Planning and Zoning.
Nothing against planning and zoning either, but this is definitely more fun to talk about.
Heidi, let's talk a little bit about how a state park is born. And the story behind Red Rock State Park is particularly interesting, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a very interesting anecdote about how Bruce Babbitt was walking along Oak Creek with some of his friends and, enjoying the scenery, enjoying the creek. All of a sudden, they were approached by a gentleman from a religious group called Ekankar. And that individual told the then governor, hey, you're on private property. Would you please leave? And I'm not sure that's how he said it, but he was asked to leave. So Bruce Babbitt, you know, he became concerned about how this beautiful area along Oak Creek, not just on that piece of property, but along the entire creek, you know, that needed to be open to individuals from the public to enjoy it. So he started doing some investigating on the property ownership of that particular piece of property. He found out it belonged to this religious group called Ekankar, and it took several years in order to make a deal work where Ekankar actually sold the property to a mining company. The mining company wanted a piece of state land down in southern Arizona. It took a little while because it's hard to transfer land between counties, I guess, in Arizona.
And do y'all straddle Coconino, Yavapai County?
We're in Yavapai completely, but okay. we're very close to the Coconino line.
Okay.
Very, very close. Just north of Sedona, the Coconino starts. So, yeah, there was a convoluted kind of land swap where the mining company transferred the land ownership to the BLM, and then the BLM was able to transfer it to the Arizona State Parks Board.
That's a fantastic story. Just a governor walking down a creek bed being asked to leave. You're on private property, triggers everything that had to go in place to create this state park, involving mines buying the property, land swapping to other property that they really wanted. It was complicated, but we got it. It was born about 1983 or 4.
Yeah, the property was acquired in the 81, I think, and then finally acquired by State Parks Board in 1986.
More when we get back.